is up, my friends? Welcome to Friday's episode, Crafted Fatherhood Podcast. This is your guide, Ned Schaut. I believe our role as fathers has the power to change the world simply by knowing who we are and embracing the adventure. This episode is brought to you by The Adventure of Fatherhood, helping men discover their powerful fatherhood role and build their fatherhood skills. On these episodes, I'll share stories from my own fatherhood journey. Now, I'm doing something a little different. I'm doing a 13-week series on character traits and the identity of a father. Not a good father, but what is a father? What does it mean to be a father? And how can you step into that role? And what does that mean? Now, this is from my 90-day, 13-week course available to men who've gone through one of my 30-day courses. I have an intro for fatherhood for the new dad and a discover fatherhood for the dad looking to embrace his identity. And once you've gone through one of those, then you can jump into a group of dudes, enroll for 90 days, going through some classes with me, some Zoom calls. You can check that out at adventureoffatherhood.com. Now, today, we are talking about you are love. You have the opportunity to be and express and share and teach and show and experience and learn and understand and wrestle with love. What does it mean to be a loving father? And it's funny because I'm tired right now. I'm tired. It's only Tuesday. It's Tuesday. I'm tired. To stay on schedule, I need to put this out there. And as I'm kind of walking around the last hour, packing for a little thing that I got to go to with my wife, and then getting ready for a thing I got to do with my son this weekend, and then cleaning the drains. I didn't even think about everything I was going to say. Cleaning the drains because the girl's tub had like so much freaking hair in it. I just pulled it out. And then my wife's sink had hair in it, had to pull that out. And then had to run a kid to jujitsu, and then had to help my son with his school, and then had to meet with my son's teacher. And that's just the things I could remember off the top of my head. So what does it mean to love? And I want you to hang with me because I'm going to share like a few minutes worth of things. And then the last thing I'm going to share kind of connects back to that, like what it means to be a dad on a Tuesday to kids. I think when we think about love, a lot of times we think about the loving mother. Right? It just seems so natural. And we might not think of love as much or talk about it as much when it comes to a dad. Now, I heard a guy say once, he said, being married taught me my ability to love, but having kids showed me the depth I have to love, showed me the capacity. Like, I couldn't imagine that I would love this much, that I would feel this much. And I love the idea of love as a resource because my time, my money, my energy today are all going to kind of run out. But love has no capacity. The more I give, the more I feel love. You can't spend it all. The more you spend it, the more you invest it, the more you share love, the more there is, the more your house feels like it's full of love. Your home is full of love. Your relationships are full of love. But many of us, you know, life is messy. We carry around a lot of things that may hold us back from the I love yous and the long hugs and the kisses and the singing before bed or whatever it might be that we find it hard to be vulnerable and open. Now, I love this idea of love and it ever expanding, right? No capacity. I heard someone say the other day, we're not human beings, we're human becomings. That we're continuously growing if we step in the fullness of what it means to be a human. I mean, even today I was thinking about Galatians where it says like the fruit of the Spirit, right? If I'm growing, if I look at myself as alive, there's fruit. There's fruit from my life. And when you think about a tree being alive and there being fruit, others get to enjoy that fruit. It's not just for the sake of the tree. So if like I'm alive and I'm producing fruit, that fruit isn't necessarily for me to enjoy. As much it is for me to give away freely. So the more that I prune and nourish and take care of and be in tune with myself, the more I'm alive, the more I'm becoming, the more love, fruit that I have to share. Now, if you get nothing else out of this moment, it doesn't matter how much you make. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't even matter how much time you're able to spend with your kids. If you have a job that demands a lot, potentially. Now, that's a whole nother conversation, but here's what I want you to understand and grasp. Your ability as a man to adore your daughters, to cherish your sons, or validate your sons, and to cherish your wife. So adore your daughters, validate your sons, and cherish your wife, you will build a legacy. Doesn't matter about the Disneyland trip or the trip to Europe or the backpacking trip or the hunting. None of that matters compared to your ability as a man to adore your daughters, validate your sons, and cherish your wife. That's where your legacy will be built. All the other stuff is bonus, is extra. My friends, sorry for this quick interruption. However, somewhat sadly, I get more questions from dudes about fitness than I do about fatherhood. But what I've found is that the fathers who start taking care of their fitness and nutrition end up finding fatherhood, marriage, work, and all other aspects of life come into a deeper clarity of purpose, enjoyment, and fulfillment. Now, I've partnered with Rise Up Kings to launch Ruck Fitness, a transformative program that is less focused on a six-pack in 90 days and more focused on you creating the habits, mindset, and lifestyle that will allow you to be a healthy asset to your family for decades. Come join me in a transformative journey to become the man you want to see in the mirror. Go check it out, www.rebelandcreate.com/fitness. Now back to the show. Now, love is a choice. Here's where 1 Corinthians comes in. Love is a choice. And you always hear this at a wedding. Love is patient, kind. The only way you can learn that is if you're in it. I can't just be patient with you unless I'm in life with you, unless we're doing life together. And I am pushed to the point where I don't want to be patient. Love is being patient when I don't want to. Love is being kind when I don't want to. Being selfless, being honest, being present, being engaged. That's what love is. Love isn't this feeling that we see on TV. Love isn't what the world says that love is right now. Love is work. Love is choice. Love is intentionality. It's funny, I just spoke at my daughter's school. I did a workshop, and I did a two-day workshop for a group of boys on dating in this generation. And I just leaned into identity. We don't need a list of do's and don'ts. We need to know who we are so we know how to show up. But one of the things they found really helpful, I find really helpful, and I've been learning more about, you might find helpful, is as a man, sometimes it's helpful to be able to place meaning. Even as humans, we want to place meaning. We want to place understanding. And you know, we have one word for love. I love tacos. I love my wife. I love to go skateboarding. I love, right? So to use, I love skateboarding and I love my wife or I love tacos, it's a little, it doesn't have the same impact. So sometimes we'll say, well, I really love this. But there's 8 Greek words for love. And this can be helpful as you think about your ability to experience love in all aspects of your life. So phileo, brotherly love. There's real connection. There's feeling. There's agape love, which is self-denying, no strings attached, sacrificial. It's not a feeling, it's an act. There's ludus, which is playful or childlike or even flirtatious. There's pragma, which is a long-standing love. Compromises have been made between people. There's new patience, new tolerance. The focus is more on staying in love, not just feeling love. That's the couple that's been married for 50 years. Philadelphia, which is self-love, self-compassion. You cannot love someone else unless you have loved and accepted yourself. Mania, which is obsession. I'm obsessed about getting in this new bag. I'm obsessed about jujitsu right now. I'm obsessed about this taco place. I'm obsessed with spending time with you. There's storge, which is family love, that mother, child, child, father, siblings. And then there's eros, this passionate romantic, where people let go of their boundaries, get very emotionally and physically involved. So when we think about all the different areas that you and I get to be that alive tree and share fruit, are we sharing fruit in all those areas? Are we getting to experience life through love and connection and belonging? I mean, what else is there? Are we loving ourselves? Are we loving our family? Are we engaging with those that have been placed in our care? Life is an experience, and love is at the center of what it all means. Now, one last thing, I'm working through a certification around like spirituality and nutrition and physical training and really connecting the body and the spirit. And it's really quite wonderful. But this thing that came up this week was this idea of a passion. Okay, the word passion. Passion is like love. I'm passionate about my family. I'm passionate about my wife. I'm passionate about these things. Now, passion, it comes from the Latin word passeo, from the verb, I'm reading this, pateor, and I might be jacking it up, but it doesn't matter. What does it mean? What does it come from? To suffer, to endure, to resign. Love is not this feeling that it's about me. You are a father. You are a father. You have the opportunity to lay your life down for your family, for those that have been placed in your care. There's no greater gift than you being yourself for your family. And yes, take care of you. So I'm not saying be that passive, sacrifice yourself to the point where you have nothing to give. You have to take care of you. But when you're that 85-year-old man looking at yourself in the mirror and you know you endured it, you not just endured it, that's like you just accept, you embraced, you suffered willingly, lovingly for your family. That is a life well lived. That is a life of a man who gave it all, not for a selfless feeling, but to create connection, belonging, stability. And that's where what you and I want, to be respected, to be valued, to be needed, to be wanted, to be appreciated, and to leave a mark on this earth. My friends, this is who you are. Just tap into that. You are love. You are love. You get to share love. You get to create love. There's no capacity to it. You get to continue to be a human that is becoming, and you have what it takes. Oh my gosh, I'm fired up now. Please write a review if this is helpful and beneficial. Write a review if you know a dad, which you should have some homies in your life that are dads. Shoot them a text with this link and just be like, dude, fatherhood matters. You matter. I see you as love. Whatever. Send this, share it, spread the word, help dads step into adoring their daughters, validating their sons, and cherishing their wives. This is our opportunity, my friends. All right, dudes, remember who you are. You're a father. That matters. You matter. Together, let's rebel against the view that fatherhood has little impact and create lives engaged in mastering the craft of fatherhood. Much love to you, my brothers. Together, we're changing the world. I look forward to hanging out with you next week.